Hello.
Hi there, can I speak to Mr. Colin Sanders, please?
Speaking.
Hi Colin, it's Leah calling from MMA Legal with regards to your Scottish redress application. I said I'd give you a phone back. Is now still a good time to speak?
Yeah, I can speak just now.
Okay, perfect. Before I do start, I'd have to let you know that the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And for data protection, could you just confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me, please?
11/3/1972, IV3, 8JZ.
Amazing. Thank you. So I said I'd give you a call back after our call yesterday about the papers that we've received and booking you in for a witness statement. Looking into it, I'm just going to hold on. So is there anything that I can do in particular that you would like to speak of before we have a look?
I don't know when much about when I was younger, like what happened to me when I was younger.
Okay.
I have memories, slight memories of things happening when I was young, but I don't know everything.
Okay. So to me, it looks like it looks like you were in about 8 care homes.
Yeah.
From 1987 onwards.
1987?
Yes.
So,
the last thing I can see is 1985.
1985?
Yes. So it looks like...
I was in care before that.
Yeah, sorry. I've got 1983, 1982. Okay, so it looks like I've got 1982 and I've got a 1989, as in like the end date. It's just because the way we do it, unfortunately, it has not done it in the chronological order, so that was my mistake. But
that's okay.
Yeah.
So does that include Rose Dean, Dalney, Ferrantosh?
Yep, Ferna, Dalney, Ferrantosh. Yes, it does. It's got Eastgate. I've got a foster placement with Mrs. Geddes.
Yeah, it was River Road.
Yeah, I've got Kimley's.
Kimley's.
Kimley's, yeah.
In Miley's?
Yes. I've got...
Is that just a place of residence, or...?
It says a housing area, so it looks like, yes, it could have been with their family.
Well, my family moved up from Glasgow in the 70s.
Okay, yeah.
So can Miley's 3 feet terrace.
Bless you. I can understand why. I've got a other foster place with a Mrs... Park.
Is that in Hill? Is that in Brickies?
That is in.
No.
Dunvegan.
That's Dunvegan, Ellis Sky.
Yes.
That's Roland and Christine Park.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So it looks like that's all that I can see from our system does a evidence review of what we've got. So that's what I can see from the evidence review. Obviously, when we do go into the witness statement, it will be a lot clearer and it'll be in a lot more detail.
Okay. I'm just wondering, what was the social work department involved in?
That was Highland Council's social work department.
On 1972?
Yes. It looks like it's always been under Highland.
I stayed in Glasgow in 1972.
So you stayed in Glasgow, but was that where you lived before you went into care?
Yeah, I was born in Bells Hill Hospital.
Okay.
11th of March, 1972.
Yeah. Okay. Just bear with me. Okay. 1972 birth. Okay. And where did you say you were born, sorry?
I was born in Bell's Hill Hospital.
Okay.
Boswood.
So you were born in Glasgow, but did you? How long did you live there for?
Sorry?
How long did you live in Glasgow for?
I think mid-70s, we moved up to Inverness.
Okay. The only thing that I can see on here is you went into care in 1982.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't need to get your records from Glasgow because we have all of the care records for every place that you were put into.
Yeah. Did not see yesterday there was some social work department has something to do with me in the '70s.
A social work department did what, sorry?
I thought you said yesterday when I spoke to you, the social work department had been under the care of the social work departments in 1972.
Yes, so it was that it recorded your birth as 1972 and social workers were involved, but there was no taken into care. They were just involved to help, as in to give assistance to your parents at the time.
Does it say why?
It doesn't, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
I've always thought to know because my mother left me and she wouldn't visit me at homes and stuff like that. She just gave up on me. And my father, I'm not quite sure because I didn't get a chance to get to know him properly. He died in my arms when I was young.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just wanting closure to find out what happened to me in the 70s. Why did the get involved. I just don't know, and I'll never find out. Because my mum's now. She doesn't know anything. Doesn't know anybody. She's really bad with dementia.
Right. I get you.
Nobody's ever told me the truth, so it's just something I would like to know.
Completely understand that. I really do. Let me just. I can see that they reduced your visitation with your father in 1986 while you were in Dolnay. I'm not sure why. It says because of the problems.
I remember that. This is 72. My father was drinking a lot. He wasn't doing anything wrong to me.
Mm.
I remember getting taken into it. Back then I was taken into straight away to Rosedean.
Yeah.
I remember all that. I just don't know what the problem was with my mum and dad in '72 when I was the year I was born. My mother's lied to me my whole life. If they never gave up on me, maybe the stuff that happened would never have happened.
Yeah, no, I understand. Access by calling to his mother will be increased. Let me just have a little brief look through these. I because I know that you were released to your parents at some point during care. Is that correct?
I'm not quite sure because I remember maybe to go up to Glasgow. We moved up as a family, and then my mum split up again.
Mm-hmm.
I remember living with my dad, and I remember living with my mother. Then I remember being taken off my mum and dad and to live with my uncle and auntie in Whitebridge. And I was put to Whitebridge Primary School.
Yeah. I can see here Colin has been very unhappy in Rosedean. He would like to either be with his parents or to be fostered.
Yeah, I wanted out of there.
Father's situation does not seem to be improving. Father attended review and was fairly honest about himself. It was made clear to him that his good intentions need to manifest themselves in responsible helpfulness.
Okay.
He would not be able to have Colin home.
Does it say anything why my mother didn't take anything to do with me?
I don't think so. Mother is in Wales.
Yeah, she went away. She moved to Wales with her ex-husband, now Duncan Phillips. I remember the day she left. I was living with my father and his girlfriend Jenny up in Culloden, in Inverness.
Right.
I remember the day she left. That's another house a residence lived in. When my mother moved to Wales, I lived in Culloden. Went to Clawdon Primary School. And then left Clawdon and went back to Smiley Primary. Then I went to Dalney Primary. I've been all over. I just wonder why. I know my mother's got a lot to do, whether it's on record or not, but I just want to know why my mother abandoned me as well.
It does say that it was a voluntary supervision order. So that you weren't taken off your parents. You were voluntarily put into care. But it doesn't say why.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Okay.
Did they go and live with Mrs. Garrison or Dalney Children's Home?
Yes.
Dalney Children's Home would have been.
Yeah, it looks like it. Who is Gordon?
Gordon Saunders, my father.
That's your father, okay. Was your mother called Jean?
Jean, no, Jean was my granny.
Your granny, okay.
My mother's name is Anne.
My mum
had a sister called Jean, and her mother, my granny, was called Jean as well.
Okay. There's not very much about your mother in here, from what I can see right now.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, you were received into care under Section 15 in 1982, as his father was unable to look after him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't say anything about your mother in that.
No, she was nowhere to be seen as usual.
Your father was very involved. He turned up to almost every single review.
Charles McConnell.
Yeah.
You're Jim McNally.
Yeah. Jay McNally.
Jim McNally's a fantastic girlfriend.
Okay.
So I remember all that stuff.
Do you mind me asking, did you get along with her?
I did for a wee while. She tried to help me get out of Fair and Tosh, sorry, Rose Dean. She also had three children of her own. Things weren't going right, and I didn't want to be around it. And eventually, when there were children, I knew things weren't right, and I had to leave. I didn't want to get around it. And when they got older, they were both in jail for raping their own children.
I can see here your mother's. On your mother's side, your grandmother and step-grandfather wanted to have you into their care.
Yeah, I remember. I know that. I always knew my granny. My granny died, though. She was in her 50s. So that would have been Whitleyburn, Glasgow.
That was in Inverness.
Inverness?
Yes.
Well, they must have travelled up.
Yes, it says that they travelled to discuss taking you into their care, but your father wanted to still have the hopes of having you in his care.
Okay.
As I said, I really can't see anything about your mother in any of these right now.
So it was Jean. It came up. That would have been Jean, my mother's mum.
Yes.
That came up from Glasgow.
Is it Jean Fraser?
It used to be, as far as I know, it used to be Jemison, and she got remarried to a man called Peter.
Okay. In 1986, you went with your mother over the Easter holidays. I can see that much.
Was I in Rose Dean? Sorry, Fair and Tosh then?
I believe so. I'd have to cross-reference that, but I believe it could have been. That was over in Easter period.
Easter,
I can tell you the dates. from the 31st of March until Sunday the 6th of April.
What year was it my mum left to go to Wales, do you know?
I'm not sure. I'd have to really, obviously I will, before we do any witness call or anything, I will in-depth go into these. And
I understand. There's a lot more in-depth.
Yeah. There's hundreds and hundreds of pages, so I'm just trying to kind of briefly flick through them, but I can create a, what I like to call, kind of an evidence bundle, so really in-depth.
There is a lot.
Yeah.
I've been through a fair bit in my time.
I can see that, bless you.
See that you've got from the records from the social work department, the council and the police. What's the police got to do with it?
So we have to request from the police just in case there was any convictions that we don't know of, or, you know, because we have to then prove to redress, well, none of these convictions were, unfortunately, you know, they were severe. We just do that as a precautionary, just in case.
Yeah.
But it's not because we are saying you've done anything wrong.
Oh, I understand. I wasn't pretty sure. So my dad, I wasn't allowed to see my dad, but my dad was the one that turned up to all the visits, and my mum didn't.
Yeah.
So he
had you for some weekends, it looks like, in 1986. He had regular visitation with you.
Yeah.
He turned up to all of the review hearings, and he did tell them that he wanted you back. It doesn't say, so far from what I've looked into, that your mother turned up to any of the reviews. I'm sorry. It looks like in 1987, it was always the intention for you to be returned to your father when you left.
Yeah. How long was Inferentosh for?
Inferentosh. Just bear with me for 1 second and I'll have a little look. It looks to me that you went into Rosedean Children's Home in 1982. It then looks like...
I was there twice, I think.
It looks like only once. Oh, hang on. Yes, so you were in there in 1982 from March until July. Then you went back with your father, and then you went back into Rosedean, but you had regular weekends at home with your father.
Yeah.
It looks like then 1985, you went into foster care with Mrs. Geddes.
Yeah.
That was September, and it looks like you only stayed there for a month. You then returned home. And then 2 months later, you returned to, you went to Dalney, and that was until, that was about a year you were in there for. Then we did a short-term foster placement in 1986 with Mrs. Park in Skye. And then in 1987, you went into Dalney. It looks like you were in Inferentosh from the 11th of December, 1987, until the 18th of July, 1988.
I thought I was in Inferentosh longer than that.
That's just because we don't have the discharge date. But it looks like you might have been in there until the 26th of October 1989. Oh, yes, you were, sorry. So Ferintosh, it was from the 11th of December 1987 until the 22nd of October 1989.
Yeah.
So about 2 years.
Yeah, I thought it was 2 years.
Yeah, and then you were returned back to your father when you left care, I believe. Is that correct?
I left Ferintosh and I was put in a place called Community Carers.
Right.
And in a place, at Draw Street, I think it's at Draw Street, Inverness. I can't remember the address now, but it was in Inverness. I was put up to the Isle of Skye for work experience there, and I left, like I put back in Ferintosh. And then I got put into Community Carers, and Arconnell Street it was, Inverness.
Mm.
And Community Carers is a place that they still keep on top of you. You have a room of your own, a kitchen of your own, and you can come and go as you please from the house.
Right.
That was from the age of 7. I was 17 years old. And then I kept on jumping from pillar to post, and then I ended up joining the army.
Okay. I've got a paper here that tells me when your mum moved to Wales.
Yeah.
She moved in December 1981.
81.
Yes. So she moved a couple of months before you went into care. She moved with a boyfriend, which was...
Duncan Phillips.
Yes. She wanted your dad to resume care, but his girlfriend, Jenny, did not feel she could commit herself to looking after Colin.
She just passed away a couple of days ago.
It was at this point Mr. Sanders approached the department for help as he was confused about what to do.
Okay. That was 1981?
1981 in December.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this helping?
Yeah.
I can see here his parents, Gordon Sanders and Anne Jamieson.
That's
born and brought up in that area. They got married at 17. Anne was 19. Colin was born about 2 years after the marriage, and he is an only child. This marriage did not work out, and when Colin was 2 years old, his mum left. Mr. Sanders is not able to identify any specific reasons for the breakup, but certainly feels he was too young to get married. Oh, Mr. Sanders stayed in Canberslang and looked after Colin by himself. He was helped by staff at Caskin House, who provided daycare for Colin.
Yeah, that's place.
The social worker who was involved at the time was Derek Seeley.
They kept the home, Caskin. That was the children's. I had to go there after school.
I can see here.
Wasn't a nice place to be in.
No, I can imagine. Colin's mum did not maintain contact with him when she left. He then moved to Inverness when you were 5. And your parents got together again. It only lasted for 18 months. And that's when your dad handed over the house and the care of Colin to your mother. And then she left to go to Wales.
And gave me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Does it help in that we've got, like, a bit of a timeline?
Yeah, it does. But
they got divorced in 1976, if that helps as well.
Okay. Will I one day get all this in paper?
Absolutely.
Right?
You'll have access to every single thing that we have.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, that's the most information that I could find.
See, there's a lot of things missing. I live with my aunties, my uncles. Went to different primary schools. My dad's brother and his wife, George Sanders, and Mary Sanders.
There was something earlier about a Mary that I've seen.
Mary Sanders.
Yes.
That was my... They lived in Whitebridge. My uncle was a shepherd.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Sanders. I'm going to quickly just take some names off you because I'm going to try and make a bit of a list of what pages contain who. So I've got your mother is Anne Jamieson. Would she be Jamieson or Sanders?
She was Jamieson. That's my middle name.
Then we have, what was your father, Gordon?
Gordon Simmons Sanders.
Sanders. Your uncle?
George Sanders.
Your auntie was Mary?
Well, it was his wife, Mary.
Is there anyone else who took care of you that you'd like me to note down?
I think my auntie June and my uncle Tom looked after me for a wee while.
Are they last name Brown?
No, it's Sanders.
Sanders. Okay, I've popped that down there. Who was Mrs. McNally?
That was my father's girlfriend.
Your father's girlfriend, okay. Right. There was a school called Camillion Primary?
Camillion's Primary.
Camillion, sorry.
That's okay.
Yes. My pronunciation is very bad. You'll have to excuse that.
Some of these words, the address in Camillion was 3 Craig Dew Terrace, and to spell that is quite hard.
Then to I can see that here. C-R-E-A-G.
D-H-U-B-H.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
And that was, how do you pronounce that, Craig Dew?
Craig Dew. Everybody thinks it's Craig Dew.
I probably would have said that if you hadn't told me.
No, it's just the same process outside my bedroom window. So the spelling's always been with me.
Oh, I've just found some information. June and Gordon.
Yeah.
Who would June be?
June is Jim McNally.
June McNally, okay. He was drinking heavily, and your father suffered from alcohol-induced epilepsy.
Yes. But it wasn't the alcohol that made him take fits. It was he'd taken fits before that, but the alcohol didn't help.
Yeah, so I can see here, your parents' marriage lasted for 4 years. Your mother left when you were 2. Your father looked after you with help from the local social work department. Your parents eventually divorced in 1976, and when you were 5, your father moved with you to Inverness. Your parents then reconciled and the family moved to Craig Dew Terrace. After 18 months, your father left the household and moved in with
Jenny. So you think when my father and myself, my father moved to Inverness,
mm-hmm.
Was it Fraser Terrace we moved to, or did we move to somewhere else before that?
Craigdew Terrace.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yep. It was then in December 1981, your mother left to go to Wales and live with her boyfriend because her second marriage had broken down by this point.
Yeah, she had an affair.
Jesus.
She was married to a guy called Bruce Ross. He was a nurse. Bruce Ross. And that was her ex-husband. I remember her. My mum was a singer in a band. My dad was a drummer.
Mm.
And I remember just a wee boy. I thought something was wrong with my mum. I ran through the bedroom. Back then I thought there was something wrong, but they were having sex. And I remember looking out the window and seeing a blue van. And I knew that blue van was the guy who played in the band from Wales. So my mother was having an affair with him.
Do you know what his name was?
Bruce Ross.
That was Bruce Wallace. Okay. Is that the one she moved to Wales with?
No, no.
No.
She was married to Bruce Ross and she had an affair. He didn't know about it. I knew about it before he did.
Right.
And then she left Bruce Ross and with Duncan Phillips and then went to live in Wales. And then they moved from Wales back up to Tain, Everton, Dingwall, Maryborough, and back to Dingwall again.
Okay.
I remember that quite clear.
Okay. I've jotted all that down. But yeah, do these help at all with any of the dates that I've got?
Yeah, I'll sink in more when I read it. It's just knowing what I know now. I sat with my father for, even though the beatings I got off him, it was all through the drink. And he never hit me until he got involved with June.
Mm.
But I admire my father. He taught me to play drums. I ended up touring playing in bands myself, being a drummer. However, when he died in my arms. I stayed with him for two nights and two days. He was in the hospital sick and he passed away in my arms. Because I had more memories of my dad trying to be there than my mother. When I was in all the children's homes, I remember being in foster parents. I don't remember seeing my mum at all. Sometimes she'd turn up and give me a pencil case for a present and leave 10 minutes later and not see her again for a long time. So I didn't know. I just knew that my father had done a lot for me, even though he had a hard life himself. I wanted to make sure I'd done the right thing by staying with my father as long as I did. Now my mother's in a home with dementia.
Mm.
She doesn't know anybody. It breaks my heart to see her like that. But she never bothered her with me at all.
Yeah.
So I still want to go and visit her at the home. But other times I don't want to go and visit her because of the past. So I don't know if I'm doing the right thing by going. And sometimes I don't think I'm doing the right thing by not going.
I can't tell you what to do, unfortunately, Colin.
No,
I can say is just do what you think is right.
No, I'm not like my mother and my father. I'm not that kind of person.
No.
I would go and see her. I'm just making a conversation because I appreciate what you've been telling me.
No, that's okay. I'm glad that I could have been of some help to you and helped to maybe clear something up for you because it's horrible not knowing. And
no,
you will, after we do our witness statement and everything gets handed off to Scottish Redress, you will have access to all of your records. I'll make sure personally that you get them.
I appreciate that.
That's okay. Is there anything else I can help you with before I book you in for your witness statement?
No, not really.
Okay.
I think there's a lot more to read. I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
There's more to go through later on.
Of course. Is there a day or a time that works best for you?
No, the children go back to school tomorrow, so...
Okay.
We were up in the Highlands, Scotland. We, the kids got off school, they start the holidays 2 weeks earlier than English holidays.
Right, okay.
Back to school 2 weeks before they do in England. So,
okay. Would Friday work?
Friday. They finish school at 9:30 on a Friday, the kids.
Okay. What about if we do next Monday at 1 p.m.?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to book that in right now for you, Colin. We said at 1 p.m. Let me get that booked in on my calendar.
I'm going to say it's not going to be easy to do this.
Well, I'll say to you what I always say. You're in full control of the statement. So if you want to take a break, skip a question, pause and come back another day, we can. It's entirely down to you. I want you to be...
No, I understand. I just want to get it over and done as much as we can.
Well, I've had a few people who say that. So what I normally say to them is, if you just would rather get it over and done with, I can do it in a way where it's a bit like a questionnaire, like a question and answer. And sometimes people find that a little bit easier because it tends to go a little bit quicker. Would you prefer that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still happy for me to conduct the statement?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
No disrespect to any of your male staff there, but I won't go and visit a doctor unless I feel comfortable. There's been many times I've sat down with a doctor or somebody from psychologist to talk to me, and I've looked at somebody and I've said, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you, and I've walked out. Because I get a vibe off of some men, just some males. I just get a vibe immediately, and I just walk away.
Yeah.
I feel very uncomfortable because I don't know who I'm talking to. I can't see their eyes. I can't see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Because of what I've witnessed in my life, some of the people who think would be the nicest people in the world turn out to be the most dangerous people in the world.
Yeah. It's not disrespectful. It's completely understandable. You don't have to explain yourself, okay? We understand, and we'd rather you be comfortable, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I've booked that in for you there, Colin, so I will contact you on Monday at 1 p.m. And we'll do this statement, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate your call.
Don't worry at all. I'm happy to help. If you need anything in the meantime, just give us a call and you can ask for Leah, okay?
Leah?
Yes.
Okay, Leah, have a nice day. I appreciate your call.
You have a lovely day, Colin. Take care.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.